Happy holidays and welcome to the audio issue of Notables from Clarity Capital Management. This is Eric Thomas. Today, both principals of our firm, myself and Ryan, will provide a brief update to our readers and listeners of recent legislative actions in Washington, D.C. We will also discuss a quick investment opportunities for those looking for a little inflation protection in Series I bonds from the U.S. Treasury. Finally, we'll share some fun facts of things that have occurred this year to keep things a little bit lighter. This is the audio version of our monthly-ish newsletter called Notables. Keep the feedback coming, and if you have any thoughts of future recordings, let us know. A lot of the topics in our newsletters comes from questions we've received from our clients. This recording was made on Monday, December 20th, 2021. Hey, Ryan. Well, thanks for joining us today.
How are you?
Good. I'm excited about this Christmas holiday we're coming up on here.
Yeah? What are you guys doing for the holiday week?
We are staying local this year, so we're really excited that we're not doing the travel mayhem, but, you know, we're going to be missing our friends and family from all over the country, so with my immediate family, we'll be celebrating everybody together in February, which will be really fun. How about you? What do you got going on?
Okay. Well, we're heading to my in-laws down... my wife's family down in Las Vegas. That's where she's from. So we'll be heading down that way on Wednesday of this week. So we'll be amongst the travel chaos.
I love it. I love it. I am not jealous of that. Well,
hopefully it goes smooth.
It will. Well, for this month, what we thought we might do is talk a little bit about some of the interesting things happening in Washington. As you saw in the newsletter, in the written version, spoiler alert, nothing's happened. So we'll talk about that quickly. And then Ryan and I have been talking a lot about a different kind of thing than we usually talk about, which is some interesting things happening in the treasury markets. So we'll talk about I-bonds this month. And then with that, it's this holiday time. So we thought we might share some interesting tidbits that we've picked up from this year to kind of wrap up the year. So hopefully that will keep us busy. Ryan, what should we start with?
Well, you piqued my interest. What do you have for us here today?
Okay, so I have a whole amalgamation of different things that I wanted to share. First, Ryan, do you have any guesses of what the number one streamed Christmas song is on Spotify?
Boy, the title, artist, all of that?
Yeah, you can get any of that and I'll be impressed.
Okay. you got me.
I'll give you a clue.
You're going to have to tell me.
It's okay. So big that they have an acronym for it, which is AIWFCIY.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's it, Mariah Carey. 60 million plays in 2021. In this year, they think that, I'm sorry, in 2020, 60 million plays on Spotify. And in this year, in just the week ending December 9th, it had 30 million streams just on Spotify. Not counting radio plays, YouTube, CDs, vinyl. Mariah Carey is paying her bills on this song.
I guess so. Is that because it's like the first song on every Christmas playlist?
Or is it the first song on every Christmas playlist because it's the best song?
Good question.
I love it. All right. Well, with that, let's give a quick Washington update. As we kind of alluded to, nothing's really happened. You know, I think all of us, you know, we've been hearing from a lot of politicians and people who really are close to this in the financial industry. And everyone thought that there was going to be two big packages passed in Congress this year. One was the infrastructure bill that did pass, and the second was kind of the more social infrastructure bill that people are referring to as the Build Back Better plan. And as a lot of you may have noticed this weekend, one of the bigger moderate Democrats came out this weekend and said that he was not going to be supporting it in its current version. So with that, it means that we are not going to see a bill being passed by the end of the year, which means that everything that we've talked so much about the rest this year, is none of it's going to happen at least this year. We would expect that some of the things might still happen next year. And, you know, some people are thinking that we have a couple of months of legislative actions and just next year and the beginning part of next year before we get into the reelection cycle for the House. So we'll see if something gets done in the early part of next year. Yeah, anything else to add on that, Ryan? It's been kind of an interesting wave motion with Washington this year, as it usually is.
I don't know if we should be surprised or not, but I, in some ways I'm a bit surprised just knowing where that all started when we started talking about that a few months ago, and then that got pared down, back to a Roth's still going away, and then here we are today saying, none of it's happening, probably. Almost 100% likely it's not going to pass, or no part of it's going to pass here. So, you know, here we go into next year, and maybe those things come back on the table, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Yeah, so the biggest takeaway is, you know, all of this stuff that we've been talking about, the backdoor Roth IRA contribution or mega backdoor Roth, neither of those are going away, at least for now. We would expect that some of that might still go away, but we'll have to wait until next year.
Yeah, we're happy about that part, so.
We are.
And I can't imagine a scenario where we go partially through the year next year and they somehow go retroactive on that. I just don't see how that one would work. So probably the case here is that it's going to be something allowed for all of next year. Can't guarantee that one, of course, but that seems like the likely scenario, at least.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, let's move on from Washington, because there's really nothing to talk about there other than nothing. Listen to this.
Why don't you give us another stat?
This is a good one. So what I took an article that has, instead of talking about things that aren't very positive, we're going to talk about some positive things that happened in 2021. Almost 8.5 billion people were vaccinated against COVID-19. That's pretty wild. So. Huh. I think that's a pretty wild fact, whether or not, you know, we're still clearly in the pandemic and everything, but 8.5 billion shots.
That's great.
Let me just get away from COVID real quick and give you one more before we get into treasury bonds. 2.7% of the American workforce quit their jobs in 2021. So almost 3% of Americans quit their jobs last year. And, you know, people are calling that the Great Resignation. That's pretty wild.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, you've seen a lot about that this year. Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting couple of years for people to reconsider what they're doing. So, yeah, interesting.
It's wild. All right, let's shift gears. So, Ryan, you want to give a quick once over on what's happening in the I-bond world?
I still can't believe the number one song isn't like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That song is horrible. Let's be clear about it. I do have to say that the best Christmas album of all time. What's your choice on that? Do you have one?
Oh, I didn't come prepared for that. Go ahead. It sounds like you know.
Well, I have a very, very polarized view on this, and it's very certain. It's clearly Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, okay. I mean, I imagine that song is right up there as one of those played frequently.
I'm sure that whole album, it's played probably about 25 times in my household, so.
All right, so let's talk about series I bonds a little bit. These have captured the news here a lot lately as something that was kind of old and boring and something you haven't really heard about for, gosh, like 20 years, and suddenly they're back. So Series I bonds. So should we just go into some of the moving parts about I bonds? Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Why don't you start with the shocking number of what the composite rate is? We'll talk about what that is in a minute. But what's the composite rate for the next year?
Yeah, that's the big kind of headline wow number. So that rate that is set every 6 months it's driven by inflation, is actually an annualized 7.12%. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah, it's amazing. So just to go back in time, we haven't seen a yield like this in I think over 20 years. So yeah, it tells you how low inflation has been for so long. We haven't had inflation for a very long time. These I bonds, you know, that composite rate, there's both a base fixed rate and then this inflation adjusted rate. And you know, if we looked at historical rates on these over the past decade, for example, they kind of hovered around 1% plus or minus, you know, nothing to write home about. But suddenly we have inflation now, and this rate it's adjusted every 6 months, so May and November. And this November here, it was adjusted up to that annualized 7.12%, or 3.56 on a semi-annual basis. So really, really, really amazing. It tells you a bit about where we are from an inflation standpoint right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely wild. And I love the fact that, you know, clients, friends, family, everybody's talking about inflation right now. And it's an interesting idea to kind of hedge and hedge high inflation rates. So because the rate changes with inflation, we see that is a little bit of a hedge against anything else that you can do in your portfolio, or a lot of other things you can do in your portfolio, specifically holding a big pile of cash in your bank account.
Right. Yep, exactly. So, yeah, I think that they're a great solution for people that have some excess cash that they might want to utilize something like this for. You know, there's some really specific things you have to be aware of with these. So these series I bonds, again, I guess going back to some of the basics, if folks remember old double E bonds, for example, you could buy in, you know, $50 or $100 denominations, the old paper bonds that we'd often get, kids would receive back in the 80s or even before that. This is kind of similar. You can't buy them in paper form really anymore. They're bought on Treasury Direct online. But yeah, there's the fixed rate and the composite rate. The really important thing to know is you have to hold them for 12 months. You can't sell them before that. That interest is compounded semi-annually, and they can be sold after 12 months. But if you sell them before 5 years, you just give up the last 3 months of interest on them. And then the most a person can buy per calendar year is 10,000. So that's the cap. You can't buy as much as you want. There is a cap on those purchases. So it's a great possible inflation hedge, but you can only buy so much.
That's great. Great. Any other little tidbits from iBonds? I know that we can talk about a little bit about the beneficiaries and the ability to add a beneficiary. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you can add a POD or a payable on death beneficiary. You can also add a secondary owner onto them. So it's, of course, important to do that. Make sure somebody is named either as a secondary owner or beneficiary. Also notable, while a person can only buy 10,000 per calendar year, and when I say a person, just one individual, a trust can buy another 10,000 as well. So some people may choose to purchase them under the trust. So that is another way to purchase an additional amount. So either way, you want to make sure, you know, that's all tied up from your estate planning standpoint, not to leave that one open with no beneficiary or no other owner or anything like that. So yeah, I think those are kind of some of the key points there.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Is there anything I missed?
The only other thing I'd add is, you know, it's funny with everything to do with, you know, dealing with the government on interacting with different government websites, it's really challenging. Treasury Direct is no different than that. It's a very challenging thing to navigate. So, you know, I think it's a really interesting investment. It's fun that it's kind of a hedge against inflation, and also it's interesting that everybody's talking about rates being so low, and here it is, almost an over 7% annualized rate, which is pretty interesting. The biggest downside, I think, is that $10,000 maximum per year per individual. And then in addition to that, the website's clunky and old. They make everything difficult to do, including, instead of just saying a beneficiary, they call it a POD or payable on death. Like, you know, just call it a beneficiary, in my opinion. But
yep. Yeah, I think the only other thing that I would probably mention on here, well, now I lost my train of thought there on that one. Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the other kind of important notes on these. I guess for those living in Oregon or any state that has income tax, they are tax exempt on the interest on those. So that is an additional plus there as well.
Yep. Yeah, and the only other thing I'd add to the tax kind of question too is that you pay taxes on them when we sell. So when we actually redeem the bonds, that's when we pay taxes on them. Like Ryan said, state income tax free, which is really interesting. And then in addition to that, it's federally income tax free if used for education. So that's a nice little thing too. So it could accumulate in value for up to 30 years, and then using that, any interest that you've gained when you cash that in, if you're using it for education or qualified education, it's federal income tax free as well.
Yeah, really good point there. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where the rates go on these, and of course where inflation goes as we go into next year. They'll reset that rate in May. So we'll see if it stays similar or goes up or goes down. We'll know at the time being. But those that had already purchased, they'd see their rates adjust eventually in the spring as well, once that new rate is set. But we can't predict the future. I can't imagine that inflation's suddenly going to go away. So I would, if I had to guess, I think in the spring we'll see a rate that's still probably pretty competitive.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yep.
All right. Well, shifting gears a little bit, let me tell you two other big things that happened in 2021 in which I thought was interesting. If anybody knows me, I love science and I love being a science nerd. So I'm going to give you two science facts quick. 2021, we saw for the first time ever, we used a pig kidney successfully in a human. That's a pretty wild fact. I think that's...
Wow.
So we grew a pig and its kidney in order to test using it on a human, and it was successful, which I think is pretty wild.
Wow. And was that pig cloned?
It was a genetically modified pig. That's right. No, it was. I'm not even joking.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes it even cooler.
Yeah. Well, I can get deeper into the science there, but it has something to do with, I guess, most mammals produce some sort of sugar that humans or in primates don't have. And they had to genetically modify it in order for that sugar not to be a problem for that kidney. So.
Ah, okay.
Interesting fact there. Okay, shifting gears that from is. Pig kidneys. 2021 was the first year ever that we created oxygen on another planet. So NASA's Perseverance rover successfully converted some of Mars's carbon dioxide to oxygen in April. And, you know, it's seen as a giant leap forward to getting humans onto Mars and being able to convert some of the carbon dioxide there to successfully help humans breathe.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that got nerdy real quick, so I apologize about that. And I think that's all I had. Ryan, you want to share any other fun facts or anything else for the holiday season?
You know, I didn't come prepared with fun facts, Eric, so why don't you tell us one more?
All right, I'll give you one more. Europe is beating America in electric vehicles, but I thought this was interesting. For the first time ever, electric vehicles outsold diesel vehicles in Europe. So they sold more electric vehicles than diesel vehicles in 2021 than it's the first year ever. So that's kind of an interesting one.
That's great. That sounds pretty positive.
There you go. All right. Well, we will leave you with that. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. And we hope everybody has a really safe holiday. I think in general, too, we'd like to thank everybody for listening and all the great feedback we've had on this audio recording. And also just all of the great feedback we have on the newsletter and all this great support we get from you all. So thanks for a great year.
That's right. Yep. Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays.
Clarity Capital Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor in the state of Oregon. The views expressed in this recording are that of the participants on the date of the recording and do not necessarily reflect the views of Clarity Capital Management itself. Nothing contained in this recording should constitute investment, tax, legal, or other advice and should not be viewed as a current or past recommendation or solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Advisory services are only offered to clients where our firm and representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by our firm unless a client service agreement is in place. Information in this recording is based on current market conditions, which will fluctuate and may be superseded by subsequent market events or for other reasons. Clarity Capital Management does not assume any duty to update forward-looking statements. The information in this recording has been developed internally and with sources deemed to be reliable and makes no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made or given by or on behalf of Clarity Capital Management as to the accuracy, fairness, or completeness in the information contained in this recording. Any liability as a result of this recording, including direct, indirect, special, or consequential loss damage, is expressly disclaimed. Copyright Clarity Capital Management, LLC, all rights reserved.